So that's the gufa adam is literally the physical body, which you have even after you die. And then while we're alive, we have, the Nefesh HaChaim explains, you have tagim. And then we have the nekudos, which is the verbalization or the articulation of that os, and then you have the tam, which is the nigin. I would like to discover today, to sub, to ad mokim she yodenu magas, which part of us, like if we look in the mirror, which part of us is the letter, the font, which part of us is the tag, which part of us is the vowelization, and which part of us is the nigin, in a very, very practical way. What is our nigin? You know, what is our verbalization? So to the pashut of shat that we learned, pashut of shat that's not so pashut, is that it's keneged machshava dibur maisa, and machshava dibur maisa is what we do, and dibur is what we say, and machshava is what we think. So rabbis machshavas b'levish, they have a lot of different machshavas. And it really, when you think about it, and indulge me for a moment, it works both ways. Meaning, when I say it works both ways, there's an importance to working from this direction to that direction, and another importance working from this direction to that direction. What do I mean? Like, let's say a person thinks all day about good things, but you never do anything. So, well, good is that? So you have a very deep machshava, really, really great. Some people talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. So there's something to be said for getting lemaisa. So as much as we look at the maisa or the body as the most external of the entire system, it's really the most important because that's where you have total articulation of what's going on with machshava. It's actually quite upsetting to see somebody who has good machshavas, but they can't bring it to fruition. They can't bring it levisa. It's sad. I find that's a sad thing. I see people every week. I talk to them. They're starting another business, yet they're poor. it's probably why, because the machshava doesn't somehow bring itself down levisa. And on this, it's said that things like the road to hell is paved with good intentions. There's a lot of machshavas. On the other hand, let's just take a look at it the other way. Let's say a person does all the right baisim. You do everything right. You daven with a gartel. You say all the right words. In yeshivas they have an expression that does this guy know how to learn? He knows the ivra. Ever hear that expression? It's like somehow or another, some people have this gift of being able to talk and sound like they know how to learn, but they really don't know how to learn at all. They really don't know what they're talking about. But they have all the right, come closer, what are you standing back? they have all the right, all the right words, all the right, the takas, the mamish, the mevan of shach, and, So the idea here is, I'm not saying any great chiddush, the idea is you need machshava dibur maisa. And in a more esoteric way, you need to have the ois, because if you have the whole Torah, the whole niggun of the Torah, let's say somebody go up to lane from the Torah and he's just singing the niggun without saying the words. Or he's not even, or even if he's saying the words, but he's not saying it milaksav, so you're not yotze. You can't lane by heart, you have to be yotze. So you need the ois, you need the tag. You need the nekuda is correct, the vowelization of it, and you need the nigin. The higher you go with this, the less it's ma'akev al pi halacha. Meaning a broken oath, there's no way to, you have to lay it again. Broken trup, okay, you're yotze without the trup. Vowelization depends if it changes the meaning, it doesn't change the meaning. But, the deeper you go, if you will, the less we're makbid on the halacha, because the halacha has to do with the maisa. And this is what I said, Shad, which I think is the emes, that when Moshe Rabbeinu had his nevuah, one of the things that he saw was Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva was derish tilei tilim shel halachos b'chol tag v'tag. Halachas had to do with tagim. You see from that Gemara that halachas have to do with tagim. He wasn't derish halachas from the oisius, but for the tagim, the derech asher yelchu bo. Again, I like to try to discover, in a real way, what is it, what's our nigin? What does that mean? Is that, what does it mean? What is our vowelization in that sense? What does it mean? But before we do those, learn a little bit inside. L'chein, says the Nefesh HaChaim, therefore I say, this is in Perek Tes Zayin, towards the end. After everything that we just learned and everything that I very quickly synopsized for you, L'chein ha'oived ha'amiti, if you're really an Eved Hashem, b'kavona ritsuya, with real kavona, yichain the kavona of davening, lishpoich uledavek yachad b'tfilosai kol habgimel b'chinois nefesh ruach neshama asher nafshoi klula behem. The correct way to daven, he says, extremely fundamental, is lishpoich. Two things, let's watch the words. Yichavin lishpoich uledavek. Yishpoich, we learned in previous chapters, means that I'm giving my all. Yishpoich, he said earlier, lishficha pirushay lagamri. Remember we learned those words? Shficha pirushay lagamri. I'm completely emptying myself out. Uladavek, and connecting with devek, yachad b'tfilosai. What am I connecting? What are my connecting here? We're not talking about us connecting to Hashem. That's good, but that's not what we're talking about. Ladavek yachad b'tfilosai kol agimol b'chinois nefesh ruach neshama. The idea of davening is that we connect our nefesh and our ruach and our neshama, asher nafshei klula behem, which all go under the catch-all phrase of nefesh. Nefesh ki yachta. Nefesh. What that means is, be'eish shemotzi mipiv kol teva me'atzfila, every time I say a word of tefillah, she'eish by kol agimol b'chinos, we said words have all of the ois, the tag, the nekudas, the tam. Yesh lam kol agimol b'chinos naran, bois yoseo, nekudoseo, v'tameo. Yis'atzem b'tayar libay, you must try with very, very, a great effort with the purity of my heart. Ba'otzem hatshuka. Ba'otzem hatshuka, this is so beautiful, these words. With all of the deepest desire, lekasher uladabek al yada mimato lamada lamala seder hamadregais. Nafshoi beruchai, ruchai benishmasai. Yisale kulam lesherish oisa ateva ilamaisel yonim. I just want to explain this. What's first of all, tefillahs with tshuka. Tshuka is if you do something, find the right word.
Fervor.
Okay. It means thing with that's that. Brain is telling me to do this even though I don't want to do it. Or my feet are taking me there even though my heart is not in it. Or my heart is there but I just can't get myself to do it. No, that's not tshuka. Tshuka is when all of me is doing it. When you do something with tshuka, you know, usually, Bezras Hashem, I'll be zocha to walk our children down to the chuppah, do that with tshuka, hopefully. Oh, they'll go, or, you know, really like the guy or whatever. But what you're supposed to do. You can dab with your mind. You can go through the motions of tefillah. You can do a lot of things in tefillah. But when you talk about tshuka, that means with everything. That's what the word tshuka means. Tshuka means with everything.
Intense passion.
Intent. Tell him he should call it for tshuka. So I think it's an important point because when we say, you know, it's an interesting thing. You have to daven. Let me just talk about davenology for a moment because it's so important. There's a whole list of things that have to happen when you daven. First of all, there's the halachas of davening. So halachas davening, let's talk about Shemoneh Esrei. Halachas of Shemoneh Esrei, you have to stand with your feet together. You have to put your hands one on top of the other. This is the correct way to daven these days. You have to be standing straight with your eyes either closed or in the sitter. There's all kinds of halachas, the ways you bow down, the way you step back, the way you step forward. The where you daven, the makom of tefillah, very important, makom kavua. Makom kavua both in terms of the place, you know, what's your makom tefillah, and mamash your place, the dalan amas of your place. These are all extremely important halachas that are not found in Musar Sfarim, they're found in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch of tefillah is very important. So here's a case of, you can learn Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Tefillah, as we do here every morning, actually. You can learn Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Tefillah, and you're doing everything right, but you're not davening. It's possible to do everything right. Not so in anything else. Like if I'm doing everything right in kashrus, I'm doing it. That's all. If it's a siman Shulchan Aruch, I'm doing it. If it's in Yoredeya, any place you look even Hilchos Lashon Hara, either I'm talking Lashon Hara or I'm not talking Lashon Hara. In davening, it's possible to do everything that it says in Shulchan Aruch almost, and not do it. You didn't do it because it says La'avdei b'chol levavcha. And so, but what you have is the one. Then you get into the deep. You preferably say the words of Lashon HaKodesh. Say it at a volume that your ears can hear it and nobody else can hear it. There are many, many halachas. Certainly you have to space it correctly. Many halachas of dibur. So I could do everything right in my baisa, and I could do everything right in my dibur, and I'm still not davening. And then there's the inyanim of machshava. Remember, machshava, dibur, baisa. So now I'm doing my machshava. What's my machshava? My machshava is I'm davening to Hashem. I'm understanding that everything comes from Hashem. Einod milvado. I'm understanding the halachas that I have to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My machshava is there. So, okay, now we're starting to daven. Comes the Arizal, he says, no, we're not there yet. You're not there yet. You have Dibur, you have Maisa, you have Dibur, you have Machshav, is Dibyan. Dibyan, what's Dibyan? My imagination, says the Shulchan Aruch even. Imagine yourself as if you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadosh when you're davening. It's hard for us to imagine that because we've never stood in the Kodesh HaKadosh, but imagine you're standing. Babish, let's do it in a way that's easier. Imagine you're standing, Babish, right before Hashem. So that's deeper than Machshava. That's already Dibyan. Now, those are the four elements of Tefillah. And so let's say I do one without the other. Comes David HaMelech, he says this Lashon, Ani Tefillah. I am my prayer. What does that mean? It means Tshuka. It means that if you're doing something b'tshuka, you're doing it b'lev, b'nefesh, b'guf, b'maisa, b'machshava, b'dibyon. You're there, like you're mamish present when you're davening. Shaloi matzinu, that I can think of, except for maybe by tshuva, loi matzinu in kol atara kula, that it requires, give tzedakah, give tzedakah. It's nice to have kavana, but the main thing is give tzedakah. If you give tzedakah b'machshava, you never have money. It's not tzedakah, but okay, but if you're asking what your kavanas are, you know, nobody's asking. Well, all of these are but everybody with me? Machshava is that I'm having to connect with a kavanah. I'm understanding the pure Shabila. So that's not Dibur. You could talk and not understand what you're saying. I think that's a Jewish Kiddush, by the way.
There's some Sfardim, they read the Zohar in their home.
Or saying Tillim.
The new Moroccan, he said his father, maybe they used to make fun of it because for them it didn't make sense.
So it doesn't make sense. So, but what it does is it's dibur. In other words, the nekuda baisa, you're doing dibur, and it didn't get to machshava. So yesh baza mashu, like you're masakin the dibur. So that's the pshat. But you know, on this, by the way, the shalah hakadosh says that every time you say a word of tefillah, it goes straight up to the malachim, grab it, and they take it into a higher world and a higher world. As we say, o mekablin dein min dein v'omrim kadosh v'shmei meroima. Right, mekablin dein min dein. The malachim are grabbing, and the shalah says that if a word is not said correctly, they push it away. It's like giving a kodesh baruch hu, like if you're giving a fruit and the fruit has a psul. So every word, this is an important thing. Every word has to be said correctly. We have to get some tefillah elocution lessons here. Especially the Shem Hashem. Somebody once said, not in this shul, in a different shul, half the people in the shul know how to say words properly, and the other half davens for the Yabud. Let's not talk about best, not best, because I think that let's not talk about what's a best tefillah, not tefillah. It's not what David Amal said, ani tefillah. Of course it's a tefillah. You're besaka the dibur, you're besaka the baisa, but is it the tefillah what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for, which is clear in the Chumash, la'avdai b'chol levavchem, is ad halev. That's all I'm saying. So when you read this, this is a beautiful chiddush. You see, I thought when I first read this, I read it wrong. But that's why I'm making this long speech here. Because when I read this, I thought, like, okay, so we're divided up into nefesh, ruach, and neshama. But, you know, just like our body is divided up into... we have our heart, we have our liver, we have our kidney, we have all this. But you know, when you're taking a walk, like unless you're like some kind of a health fanatic or something, you're not thinking, well, you know, okay, like I'm working my kidney right now, or you know, this is really good for who thinks like that? Nobody thinks about there's a gestalt of a body. Of a physical body, and that's what we're working with over here. You know, why do we have to think nefesh, my ruach, my neshama? It's unless it means something. This I'm just like sharing you with my thought pattern. Like when you lift with your knees. Like okay, so there's this idea of knowing the different parts of your body which are doing different things because that helps you in the exercise of moving the physical world. If I'm davening, why can't I just be me? Like the fact that we have this scientific knowledge of how we're divided up into nefesh, ruach, neshama, and an oysa is divided up. Like, why is this important? Okay, it's interesting information to get the breakdown of. You know, I'm always fascinated by this thing. But it's like looking. You can look at a cup of wine and say, okay, it has X amount of carbohydrates and X amount of sugar. X amount, or you just drink a cup of wine, enjoy yourself. You know, like why do you have to break everything down to the finest thing? And I didn't understand this, but then I thought about it a little bit. Maybe you do understand it. And then I understood it better, because what he's not saying that you need to know, you know, all the parts of you that are standing in front of Hashem. No, what he's saying is that there's an avoda of tefillah, which means that we stand in tefillah, we walk into tefillah, and it takes us from the nefesh to the ruach, from the ruach to the neshama, to the dibyon of being oimid lifnei Hashem. It's not an ois. It's an os that gets a tag, that gets a niggin, that gets a tab, that gets a niggin. You understand what I'm saying? It's a process that he's talking about here. And the process is me'achutz al apnim. We start off davening with hilchos tefillah, stand correctly, etc., bow correctly. You move from there. This is an avoda. You move from there into the dibur of tefillah, saying the words correctly. You move from there into the machshava of tefillah, and you move from there into the dibyon of tefillah. It's a method. It's a process, and it's not that okay. Here I am. Here's my Am I me or am I nefesh? So it's not an existential point. The point is, I'm going from the chutz to the pnim. This takes some time, by the way. It's hard to do this. I mean, for Chazal that have very quick minds, it took them a shah to be making for tefillah. For us, I don't know. They just can't concentrate for an hour, or we don't have the hour. But the point is that it takes some time and exercise and practice to be able to daven in a way that I'm going from nefesh to ruach to neshama, or from os to tag, from tag to nekudos, from nekudos to tam. Yeah? And I'm still wondering, I'm sorry, what did you
want to say? I was just going to say, it sounds to me like the last step, the highest step, should be more in the beginning, because you should know before whom you stand when you get up.
So it is, that is a very important question, but it should be the first step, but it's the hardest step, because the mechanical part is the easiest thing to do. The main thing is that, the mechanical part is just a way of getting into the next part. Nobody would think that they're going to take three steps back, three steps forward, bow down, and not say any words. I shouldn't say nobody will think that. Why not? I'm davening with my heart. I'll meditate. So, no, take it a step further. I still don't understand, though, and I still want to understand. I really want to understand, Bezer Sashem, which part of us is the tagim and which part of us is the nekudos. I'm not 100% understanding. But what I do understand thus far is that we're not talking about I'm standing there like I'm going from step to step. Let's read it again and you'll see this.
Four things you're saying.
The tam.
So
the Nefesh HaChaim in the Haggah explains that the Nefesh is divided into two, the actual physical goof, skin and bones, muscles, and the tag is like the personality of the person, the movements of the person, but it's still very goof. That's where, as I said before, that's where halacha lies. Halachas are the tag. There are people who have a halachic mind, and it can never, they're just like, what people fool themselves into thinking, like this is sort of a litvisha way of doing it, completely mind, this is shtuyot, there's no such thing. That's just nefesh. Could be they're experts in nefesh in Yadav, but you can't be a bucky of the tab without knowing the nekudos. So real tzaddikim are complete on all levels, and it's also crazy, and it's probably one of the polemics of the Nefesh HaChaim, to just be in the world of kavana without being in the world of maisa. And that's why he speaks about the Zaman Tefillah, the Begad of Tefillah. All these things are important too. The idea is the whole shleibus of the why stress one and not the other. The idea is to have the whole thing together.
To what extent does the Shulchan Aruch tell us about Lev?
A little bit. Yichavin es liboy, shivisi Hashem l'nagdi samid, v'medame b'nafshay. There's a little shayness of the Shulchan Aruch, she'u oimei lifnei kodesh ha-kadoshim. Yichavin b'chom mila v'mila. These are all the shayness of Siman Tzadik in Shulchan Aruch. These are all those little shyness. But again, you have, it's a... How do we do this, go from one to the other? I'm thinking like, l'havdil elef havdolos, if you want to rate, we shouldn't be rating each other, because that's not the right thing to do. But let's say you want to rate people, you have to rate like a politician. Who's going to become the president of the United States? It seems, by the way, that there's a lot of things you could do. You could look at what he says. Okay, let's get over that one quickly. What he says, it doesn't mean anything, right? But you can look at what he says. You can look at what he does. Lifestyle, like what kind of a person is this? You can look at what he thinks, maybe. Or you could try to find his tam, his niggin. It's a different... I want to give you a bushel, something which was very moving to me. I'm not a political person, Bahal. Everybody knows that, especially not Israeli politics. For two reasons. One is I hate it. The other is I don't know anything about it. So how do you hate something you don't know anything about? Sinus chinam. I just find it divisive, so I stay away. Did on Slichas night, the first night of Slichas, Saturday night. So every year they have a tekes of Slichas in the house of whoever happens to be the Nasi, president of Israel. So today it's Rivlin. President Rivlin is the president of Israel. So they say Slichus at his house. Usually a chazan, you know, one of the big chazanim from the Beit Knesset HaGadol, comes and sings Slichus. And, you know, you could watch videos of this. They have old videos even from, you know, from the first presidents of Israel that this was the Minhag Eretz Yisrael. It's a nice Minhag, yeah? So Rivlin, to my knowledge, is not outwardly Orthodox, I don't think, but
Masorati,
Muslim,
very traditional.
Comes from the Talmidei Hagra, yeah. But Rivlin were the founders of Yerushalayim. Anyway, he's a nice man. I met him. He's a very nice man. I can tell you, he's a nice man. But this was very, very. He decided that instead of having some chazan here, let's have it a little bit more amami, you know, where people could sing along and people could participate more, a little more karlbachi, let's say. I don't think he used that word, but I'm saying, you know. So he asked, what's that guy? That good singer's name, Rozel? Jonathan Rozel. So he invited him. He's leading Slichas. So beautiful. So you can watch this on YouTube if you are so inclined. A beautiful video. He's saying a few nigunim with the people before the Slichas began, and all before Ashrei of the Slichas. And then he took the microphone over to the president, who was sitting there with the security and everything, the yarmulke. And he goes over to him. He says, you know, maybe the Nasi wants to sing a niggun. So the Nasi, yeah, he takes the, he has a good voice, but he takes the microphone and he starts to sing. Avinu Malkeinu. Okay, everybody knows Avinu Malkeinu. It brought a tear to my eye. Why? Because I don't know much about this man. I know about his yichus. I don't know what he did. I don't know. I'm not a bucky in it. But I just saw his niggun. Here's the representative of the Jewish people in Israel, possibly in a way all of the Jewish people of the world. And he's saying, Avinu Malkeinu, Chaleinu V'aleinu. And it's like he didn't sing... a lot of things you could sing, and growing up, just like an interesting thing that my father, Olav Shalom, so he was a good guy. He never went to a yeshiva. He didn't know how to learn really. And my grandfather was a big Talmud Chacham. My father, there was no yeshiva. It was the times of the Depression, Buffalo, New York. But I know one thing: when he sang Avinu Malkeinu, he would always cry. That I know. When it came to shul on Avinu Malkeinu, that was his moment. So this was like an alter yid, and it's such a pleasure sometimes when you push away all the politics and all the different miflagot and all the sinna and all the bad bashing and all the bad mouthing, and you see, it's a niggun. Here's a niggun here, you know. And I think that I'm just saying it as a mushel. I'm not giving a political speech here, but I think that's true, by the way, of many of the leaders of this country, and you wouldn't even imagine it to be true. I think so. I'm not saying all. I don't know, but I think it might be true more than we realize, that there is somehow the niggun of the Bnei Yisrael, the niggun of the Bnei Yisrael of Avinu Malkeinu, Chaneinu Vaneinu. So there is the ois, there is the tag, there is the dibur. How are you judging? And then there's the tam. There's the niggun. And Emerson is, it's all important. You have to get the whole thing in. That would be ideal, I guess. But at least sometimes you can see that there's people that, let many politicians, as an example, like they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. So they've got the dibur, but they don't have the mice. Like they're picking and choosing of these four elements. And some of them, this is what's interesting, is you have what people like to call the pintle yid, and this, I don't like those terms, but what they do have, the tam. There is such a thing as the tam, even if there isn't the lamaisa. It's so fascinating to me. But to me personally, I'm just telling you, sharing my das, it's very refreshing to see that usually a Jew is a Jew. and with all the mess-ups and all the crazy politics and different chinuch things, and you know, somehow or another, a Jew is a Jew. Yeah, like you see.
You mentioned Dimyon a couple of times.
Dimyon.
Dimyon, and I don't comes down, it fits into Naran, or you take it.
The Arizal brings another, right, it brings another of Chayu Yechida.
So
right.
Gimyon is not an.
You know, there's nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayu yichida,
but
which weren't.
Is Gimyon not a product of my machshava?
It's a product of, but it's not the same thing.
Different.
Yeah, a fruit is also a product of a tree, but it's not a tree. So everything takes it. So the next step is Gimyon. If you're talking about shuka and being koil, everything. I just want to take a chance here. This is what he means. What he means is somehow or another, you start with the halacha. But you don't end with the halacha, and this is a avoda for us, really an avoda to learn how to daven. I start with through machshava, through dimyon. It's in Likutei Moran. Samach Gimel. Maybe some of you have learned this or are familiar with it. But he says here, I'm just going to skip around the words, but just such an interesting idea, which at first I thought was like really weird. and then I thought about it and I said, yeah. Da, he says, Yaakov Avinu, yeah, and they came to Yaakov. They said, "We need to go. We need to get beat up. We need to go back." And Yaakov was, everyone knows, you know, worried about this and upset about this, and said, "Binyamin, I lost Yosef. Now I'm going to lose Binyamin." But anyways, he sent them. There was no choice. Kishesholach hisbanav aseres hashvatim liyosef, sholach imahem nigun shel eretz Yisrael. He sent along the nigun. This is the secret meaning, the code of, he told them, Chu mizimras ha'aretz. Chu mizimras ha'aretz b'chleichem. Which simply means, take some of the beautiful fruit of Eretz Yisrael, even though it was a famine time, take some of the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, the Torah points out, shkedim, batnim, different things, put it into your keli, your knapsack, and go in front of the king, go in front of Yosef. Zimmer Saaretz, he says, Bechinas, what they were really bringing was Zemer v'nigun. Shesholach ha'yadim l'moshe. K'moshe perish Rashi, like Rashi says. And I said to myself, come on. Rashi says that they should come singing, come with a guitar to Yosef. Is that what he was? Rashi says, yes. Rashi says, looked up to Rashi just this morning. Rashi says, Chulachem mizimra Saaretz, freaked Rashi. Why is the bounty of the land called Zimras? Because it's the fruit, Shekulam Mizamrin Alav, says Rashi. It's the fruit that everybody is singing about. So, in other words, so it comes from Nachman in his dimyon. It says that it's not the fruit, it's the Zmiris. Bring the Zmiris of Eretz Yisrael. What are the Zmiris of Eretz Yisrael?
Words for pruning shear.
For what?
Pruning shear.
Pruning shear? Shear. Aha, but shear. Yeah. So Zamer has two pshatim, right? Zamer. So he says here, we only have 5 minutes, I don't want to go over time, but I just want to tell you what he says. He says, Da, and he gives us as a mashal. He says, you should know, Kol roya v'roya yesh lo nigun miyuchan l'fi ha'asavim. Do you notice that the old-time shepherds, meaning the biblical shepherds, they had a chalil, and they knew which niggun to play on their chalil or with their voices. This was the old thing. Certain songs. To do what they're supposed to do, and according to him, even to affect the grass that grows, and he says that skipping a little bit in the Chumash, you've seen the Parshas Bereishis, and in my book Beginnings, I talk about this, that as soon as agriculture was sort of noticed as a way of living, you know, like by the time of right after Cain and Hevel, like it was clear that, you know, we need things. So two things happen. You look in the Chumash, there's two things happen. One is the plow was invented shortly thereafter. But the other thing is, Vatelad Oda es Yavol, Hu Haya Avi Yoshev Oel Miknu, this is a Perek Dalet of Bereishis, V'shem Achiv Yuval, Hu Haya Avi Kol Tofes Kinar V'Ugav. He invented music with a kinar. He played the harp, the violin, whatever he played. Ki tekef, listen to this lashon. Ki shahaya ba'olam roya mikne. As soon as there was a roya mikne, haya tekef klei zemer. You couldn't. The soot of the bria. We don't know this. We throw chemicals at plants, but the soot of the bria is music. Valkein David Amelech alav shalom shaya yodeya nagin. David Amelech knew how to play. Yodeya Nagin. By the way, that's a lashon of in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tzayin. Shmuel Haya Yodeya Nagin. He knew how to play. Alkain Haya Roa. He was a shepherd.
He was a Levi.
Okay. Kanal. Chen Matzino B'chol Avosai Lam Kulam Shaya Roya Mikne. They were all shepherds.
Jonathan Razel was a shepherd.
Oh yeah.
Jonathan Razel.
There you go. V'zeh b'chinas miknaf ha'aretz zmiroi shamanu, haynu shizmiroi sviniguinim yoytzim miknaf ha'aretz ki ha'yidei ha'asavim magdelem baretz nasa nigun. Okay, he goes on with this. It's kedai to see Torah Samach Gimel in the Maran, Chelek Beis, Torah Samaran, Likudei Maran. But he says here as follows, yesh chilukim rabim b'negina. This is a sentence that I wanted to read to you. There's a lot of parts to a good song. There are different stanzas to a nigun. You know, everybody knows the story of the Baskilim that came to the Balatanya and they wanted to debate him. They came to him and they wanted to debate him in philosophy. They heard he was a big mind for university students. And they came to him and he said, okay, like, we'll debate, but my only request is that first we sing a niggun together. And he taught them what we call today the Alter Rebbe's niggun, right? the Arba Babois. He taught, you know, da-da-da-da-da, you know, like, he taught us niggun, and they were music kaim, so they sang it together with him. And by the end of the niggun, they sang this for a half an hour, and by the end of the niggun, they said, our questions are answered. Nothing to debate about. It's an approach. That niggun is Arba Babois. It's called the Arba Babois because it goes through Atzilut Asiya. That was his kavana in the whole niggun. And he tells us that Dasha Melech Yesh Leikol HaNiggun Kula B'Shleimus. The Melech of a land or of the world, he has the whole niggun. Avol Asarim Ein Lahem, the different departments. You're the tenor. You're the alto. You're the soprano. Asarim Ein Lahem Rak Eiz Chelik B'Niggun Kol Echad Lefi Mekoymai. Val Kain, he said, Yaakov Avinu, Avshalei Ha'yodeya Azshu Hu Yosef. He didn't know Yosef was Yosef. Rakafi Mashasipur Lo Yashvatim Hanagoysef Shal Yosef. But according to what he understood of Yosef's behavior, they told him in detail every conversation and every movement of Yosef. So he says, I have a niggun. I know which niggun to send Yosef. Yaakov Avinu and his brilliance. Shalach loy niggun ashayach l'sar kamoysay. Kafi ma sheshama mibanav drocha v'hanhagoysev, according to what he heard. Yaakov rotza lifal etzlay ha'idei ha'niggun masha ha'yitzarech. Because Yaakov said, this is not going to be only about, certainly not about bringing fruit. He needs fruit. He needs our dates. Pomegranates. Tzori v'lahot. What does he need? That button in Mushkedim. But it's about, these were different. They represented the nigun of the zmirois of Eretz Yisrael. Chum izimras ha'aretz b'kleichem. Yichwa nigun shu b'chinas zimras ha'aretz b'kelim shalohem. Hayridulish mincha mat tzori mat tvosh nechois loit b'inim shkedim. Heim b'chinas mishkoilois amidois ha'nigun. How the nigun should go. By the way, I don't think, if I could just, if I'm permitted to add, I don't think that Yaakov Avinu, even according to Rabbi Nachman, was telling the Shvatim, you know, you walk in there singing. Don't you walk in there singing. I don't think it was, you know, it was a, it's not like, you know, like, I don't think they walked into the palace of Mitzrayim, you know, I don't think that was a pshat. But the pshat is, like, what I think the instruction here, this is what speaks to me, the instruction here of Yaakov Levana, the holy instruction, which how many times has this repeated itself in history, where we have to plead before the king, is to find the neshama of that person. And if you find the neshama of the person, maybe even had a feeling that this is from the movements of Yosef, that this is Yosef. But find the neshama of the person and talk to the neshama. Besides for doing all the right things, besides for standing correctly and speaking correctly and even thinking correctly and concentrating correctly, find the niggun of the person. And by finding the niggun of the person, you're totally reaching the person. The last thing I want to say is that, you know, in the world of Kiruv, which is, I don't even like the term Kiruv Rechokim, I mean, who's Rachik, who's Karuv, I don't know. But in the world of Kiruv, like, there's two drachim. One derech is get the person to do something, you know, and work it that way. And another, you know, work it that way. Just get them to do a bit, so give tzedakah. You know, there's another way of, finding, you know, like a philosophical debate. You know, let's have a philosophical debate, and I'll show you. But there's a third way, which is used less often and most effective, I believe. The third way is the niggun, not only to sing, but to find the neshama of the other person. You know, a good Hasidic rabbi knows how to do this. You find the neshama of a person and work with that, because it's not so hard. You can have siyata d'shmaya to do this, but what's menageya art in, you know, the nefesh ha-chaim is find our own neshama. This is what he's telling us. The davening has to start with the lamaisa and work itself all the way up to the niggun, to the top, to the imagination, to the, you know, every part of us, that until we could say when we're davening, Ma'ani tefillah, it's all of me. It's all of me that's davening. There's not one part of me that's not davening here. It's everything. Everything that I've got is davening. And then, Mir Sashem, our tefillahs will be